Welcome back to the Rolling Forward Road to the Dome warm-up show. I'm now being joined by Iowa Falls Alton football coach Eric Walkingstick, previewing this matchup with Hampton Dumont Cal. Coach, it's game week now as opposed to preseason practices. Just tell me the excitement and how you're maybe attacking this week a little bit differently because it's a game rather than just, you know, getting ready for the season.
Well, this is what we've been working for. We've talked about it throughout the summer. We want to start the season 1-0. And to do that, we've got to go to Hampton Dumont, and we've got to do a good job of executing, doing things that we need to do. So excitement's in the air. You know, we're coming out of a busy summer. We are sitting there, you know, with a bunch of new young faces, and we're gonna be, you know, flying around, having fun, playing football. And it's the first football game of the year against a good rival, so it doesn't get much better than that.
You bet. We'll get to that game in a sec, but you had that scrimmage with Appleton-Parkersburg last week. You had mentioned to me, you know, you were hoping to take a lot away from that scrimmage. What were some of the biggest takeaways and maybe some of the guys that kind of set themselves apart as far as, you know, earning some playing time?
Well, and it's amazing leading up to that. We had, you know, throughout the summer, you know, going to camps and different things, we had kind of built a base. And as we got into, you know, the first regulation and official week of practice, we'd had some really good practices, better than expected. In all honesty, I would say out of 8 practices, we had 7 of our best practices I've had since we've been here, and one that was mid. And it's funny because on that Thursday, you know, I'm sitting there going, every time you play a sophomore, you make a sophomore mistake. And I've got a lot of young kids playing. We roll into that Thursday, and we have the worst practice I've had. It was just, we're missing blocks, we're going the wrong places. And I tell my coaches, I said, I don't think we're going to play good Friday. I said, it doesn't seem like we're nervous, we're not locked in, youth, whatever. It doesn't look good. And then we went out on Friday against AP and it executed perfectly. We did a great job, moved the ball. You know, the only things that got to us, we had a penalty on one play that moved us back. Other than that, all the drives were good. We moved the ball. A lot of exciting things, and it went really well. And I was really pleased with their effort and what happened.
So moving on to Hampton Dumont Cal, they have somewhat of a new-look team this year as well. But what do you know about them and things they're going to bring to the table here in this one?
I know that, you know, they're a high-energy team that, you know, coach is going to be expecting a lot out of them. He's going to push them. And, you know, the guys that they have there are going to fight. You know, it's one of those things where this is game one, and we're going to look a lot like each other as far as, you know, representation of age groups. They graduated a really good, 17-strong senior group last year, but they returned some good talent, and they've got some young talent, and it makes for on paper for a really good game.
And it's a trophy game, a big rivalry here to start the season, the Battle of Bradford. Just what does this game mean to the program and the community to go up against Hampton Dumont Cal, you know?
Well, and, you know, I've had this all week, you know, people talking to me about how big a rivalry, you know, in the past used to be. And, you know, it's got a trophy involved. My thing is you got skin in the game. We're 17 miles apart. Our kids know their kids. You know, they're talking about names. I know their kids are talking about names. So whenever you get into something like that, you know, first game of the year, both sides are going to be excited. You know, the student body is going to be going crazy on both sides. You know, the plays are going to be huge. The players are going to be making big plays. And with that being said, it is, you know, this is the state championship game for both teams, because both teams, who doesn't want to start off with a 1-0 record? So there's a lot on the line, and we know that the Battle for Bradford is a notorious game, and it's pretty even. And, you know, we're sitting there wanting to get another notch on that trophy.
Mm. You're entering your second season as the head coach here at Iowa Falls Alton. What were maybe some of the biggest things you learned back in year one that you're taking into year two, whether it's, you know, just about the community or the program or anything like that?
I really and truly believe that it takes 3 years to really get a program established. You know, year one, you're learning people, you're making moves, you know, you're trying to figure some things out. Year two, they know the system a lot more. And that's where we're at. We're right where we should be. Year two has been going great. The community support has been outstanding. They're always stepping up, helping us out. I've had people get a hold of us and ask if we need anything. You know, the team meals and things that, you know, our community provides for our kids is second to none. And, you know, with that being said, you know, we know that, you know, this is a lot for our community and a lot for our players.
All right, last question for you today. When it comes down to it, what would you say are the keys to victory here in week one?
Well, as we start on offense, you know, the thing that we promoted, which we didn't do a good job last year, was ball security. We have to have good ball security. If we turn it over 2 or 3 times, it's probably not a good situation for us. We have to have great ball security. We have to be able to move the chains. You know, that's an easy one. Our young guys have to eliminate some of the mistakes. I know they're going to make some. We've got a ton of sophomores playing, and I know that they're going to make some degree of mistakes. But the thing is, can we make them when it's not as crucial of a moment? Can we make them and erase them on the following play? Body language, how we respond to adversity, that's a big key on offense. As far as defense is concerned, we got to fly around. We've got a much improved defense. A year ago, that was one of our areas that we had to improve upon, and we did. And so with our defensive guys, fly around, make great plays, create turnovers, not allow those big plays to happen, and, get them to go a three and out and get the ball turned over. So that's what we have to do on defense.
That's Iowa Falls Alden football coach Eric Walkingstick. Thank you so much for the time, and best luck here on Friday night.
Thank you very much, and go Cadets.
All right, more of the Rolling Forward Road to the Dome warm-up show is coming up next.